The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's December 14th. Looking over there, my buddy Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
Hey.
How was your drive?
Slippery.
Slippery?
That's wacky stuff.
Did your favorite radio station advise you that it was going to be slippery?
I kept it on WTMJ the entire ride. I didn't even switch over to get my NFL news because I wanted to know where the... Well, sometimes I have to listen to Sirius Radio and get... Sorry. Okay. Because there's a big game tomorrow, and I wanted to hear what they had to say about Trubisky.
And we don't give you enough?
Well,
come on.
You do.
Got Jason Wilde giving us information.
That's very true.
Right.
That's very true.
All right. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 414-799-1620. You probably heard me mention that this is the final weekend for our precious 799 exchange number.
Okay, and so I was just asking Kevin, do you think that when you call the old number, it's going to roll over? He said, it's going to be disconnected.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So I know the
So it
number.
Could be crickets next week.
Right. No. No, it's not, because we're going to give it out on the radio.
Okay.
So there you go. But it is a new number. I do know it. It's a good number. All right.
What constitutes a good number? Easy
it rolls.
To remember?
It rolls off the tongue.
Okay.
Though I did want to, I started to text our boss, Brad Lane, I saw the new number, and I thought there's a funkier way that we could say it. But
blah, blah,
just
blah, blah,
people.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, there's an alliteration to it, or there's
a rhythm.
A rhythm.
Yeah.
There's a rhythm to it, and it has 620 in it.
Okay.
All right.
Enough. No, yeah. Don't tell.
But apparently, Mr. Blabber in the morning, Gene Miller must have given it, and so did McCure. But I'm not going to.
Oh, no blabbing.
No blabbing.
Loose lips sink ships, Danny.
So the new number will also be the talk and the text number. So if you are a regular texter, you'll need to convert to that as well. So that's a dual
purpose. And once you get it in your phone, you're good to go, right?
I tell you, I've given out 799 numbers for 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years, and I still have to look at the cue sheet here, you know. I have to look at the number, 414-799-1620, Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. So where are you going? What are you doing? What's going on with Rose? That's what we want to know. You did a short New York trip,
yeah.
And it was like super short. What happened?
Super short. So it was like 36 hours. I had an opportunity to be in New York, and I took it because I'd not been to the 9/11 Memorial Museum yet. And I feel like I have to do that in my role here on WTMJ, so I can talk to the listeners about what it's like and how you get there and all of that kind of thing. So I stayed at the Crown Plaza, so I'm right Midtown Manhattan. I'm on Broadway.
Okay.
And it was a great location. I ate at Junior's. For those of you who are big New York people, you know the best cheesecake in the entire planet is at Junior's. Ate at a couple of other really good spots and went to the I accomplished my goal, went to the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and it was, I don't want to say everything I expected, because I guess I had a different, I thought it was going to be more morbid than it was. Is that a sad, weird thing to say?
No, it was a horrible event.
It was a horrible event, but it's done in such a way that I didn't feel complete. I thought I was just going to have to go back to the hotel after that and maybe decompress or something.
Sure.
I really enjoyed sitting at a couple different quiet spots and watching people reaction to various things. And I was, one couple who very obviously had a connection to somebody on the wall and what they went through. And I'm guessing that was a completely different experience. But I'm very, very, very glad I went. I can speak sensibly about it, how to get there, what to do, all of the above. So.
Would you say it's one of the top five things that somebody should do if they go to New York City?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay. And of course, it's at Christmas time. So even though it was rainy and gloomy, and here's the thing about New York, when it's gloomy and dark. It's even darker than it probably is in reality because of the skyscrapers. So it just seems so, it was very, very dark. But everything is done in Christmas. So every, you know, Rockefeller Center and the trees and the, everybody's got Christmas decorations up over the top. The hotels, the restaurants, everything. So it was great. It was wonderful. I'm glad I went. Southwest did not let me down. As we all know, I'm still a little weird about that whole seat assignment business, but they didn't let me down. So it's all good. I know.
Okay. There's a way to do that. We'll talk about that during the show. Stand by. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Got a question about a visa. And then anybody else, join us. It's the 799-1620 farewell party this weekend. Don't you think we should send out the 799? I mean, seriously, that was a big part of my radio life.
Goodbye. The 799. Farewell.
Don't you. Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line back in a bit. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Traffic alert. Westbound 94 is closed at 67. There is black ice everywhere. They're going to get you off, and then you've got to go alternate routes. And Tom Faza was saying that there's not really good system of alternate routes, and it's slick as well. So reduce your speeds. We're getting texts from everybody that says that no matter where they're at, it's not good.
It's weird, too. It's this little fine rain that's coming down, or precipitation. I wouldn't even call it rain. There's Brian Goddard probably has a name for it. And it's causing havoc. Yes, it is.
Havoc.
Yes.
All right, we're Havoc Central. All right, 414-799-1620 is our number. That is the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. The final weekend for that number changes on Monday. Let's head to Beaver Dam. That's where Fred is. Hey, Fred.
Good morning.
Hey, Fred, I got a question.
Sure.
Is it Beaver Dam or Beaver Dam?
Beaver Dam.
Okay. I always want, you know.
Is it Racine or Racine?
Well, both.
Right. Okay.
I think that's both, but it's not Green Bay. It's Green Bay.
Right.
And it's two rivers, not Trivers.
Two rivers.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway, what's up, Fred?
Okay. My wife and I and my wife's daughter and I are going on a 15-day cruise with Celebrity, and we're leaving tomorrow night from Chicago, flying to Singapore. And then on Wednesday, we catch our ship, which goes to Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, and Dubai. So we're going to be in Dubai over New Year's Eve.
Oh, what a party that will be.
Yeah.
Woo.
The problem is that India and Sri Lanka require visas. We have no problem getting our visas from India. They cost $100. And they came right away. Sri Lanka, we're having a major problem. And the ship says, if we can't get a hard copy, we can't get on the ship. So the problem with Sri Lanka is my wife's daughter got hers, but myself and my wife have not received a hard copy visa.
So we should tell the listeners what's going on here. So you applied for an ETA visa, which is an electronic travel. What does it stand for? Electronic Travel Authority.
Authority.
Yeah. And so she got something. How did her hard copy come?
By email.
Okay. Truthfully, the truth of the matter is we've had some experience with this in New Zealand as well. Are you concerned that it didn't get processed, or are you concerned that you don't have a hard copy of it?
We don't have a hard copy. We did get an email. We got a screen print out, and it says that we've been approved.
Yeah.
ETA approved, but we never got a hard copy, and the ship requires a hard copy.
So even if you took a screenshot or printed out that email, you don't think that would suffice?
That's what we're getting. That's the opinion we're getting from the ship.
Yeah.
Also, we did contact the Sri Lanka mission in New York City actually twice, and we've emailed everything that we've had so far. We've emailed to Sri Lanka, never got a reply on the hard copy. We contacted the mission in New York twice. We sent everything out there, double all our information. We've never got a reply from that either, on either one of those.
And you're leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. To me, I mean, at this point in time, there's no embassy and there's nobody, no consulate or anything that's going to be open that's going to help you. So what I would do, if it was me, is I would print everything out that I could possibly print out that would prove that I've had correspondence, that I have been accepted, and that I just don't have a hard copy. I believe in my heart of hearts they have it on their end, and they just didn't do what they needed to do to send you the hard copy.
Yes, that's what we plan on doing.
Good. All right, well, keep a good thought for you, Fred.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Fred. Okay. By the way, westbound 94 at 67 now open. So there's residual backups, but now open.
Oh, that's
don't
nice.
Do this. Don't hit the gas and don't cause the next accident.
Right, exactly.
Right? So again, that's good. And black ice conditions continue. So the official advisory was till 9 o'clock, but we're still sitting at 30 degrees here over near the lake. And so it's just wet enough, just cold enough that it's going to be slick. So westbound 94 at 67 now open. Back in a bit, Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
923 WTMJ, 30 degrees, still black ice conditions, all right? Fog, freezing fog this morning, mostly cloudy. It'll hit the 30s. It'll fall today. Cloudy, colder tonight, down to 16. Sunny, colder, and 25 tomorrow. You going to the Packer game?
I am not.
You're not. Okay. 30 on Monday. Got a slight chance for isolated snow showers to the south. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. 24 on Tuesday. 23 on Wednesday. So sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. 30 degrees. Westbound 94 open again at Highway 67. This is the Fox World Travel Show. Our number, for at least this weekend, is 414-799-1620 because it changes on Monday. That's still the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. And it works for Kenosha. That's where Jeff is. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, we were thinking of taking a cruise to the Caribbean. It would be my wife and I and my two adult daughters. And one of my daughters is a teacher, so we'd have to wait till the end of her school year. We're looking at the second or third week of June, probably. And I was wondering if there's a month or time of the year that's better than others for getting the best deal on a cruise.
Well, truth be told, that's kind of off-season, but the Caribbean is one of those places that exactly for the reasons that you described, people who are working around school schedules, it still kind of doesn't, it isn't as cut and dried as some really high season, really low season. So one thing to consider is this. We have a number of cruise specialists on our staff, and you may want to give them a call. The closest office to you would be our Greenfield office, but 866-GO-FOX-GO would help you. You could also check out our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And then where it says find an agent, find out where you've got some people that are cruise specialists, big ship cruise specialists, and then narrow that filter down to Greenfield, and then you'll find out who you might want to talk to. In any event, things to keep in mind. If you book the cruise and put your deposit down, and there would be some amazing sale that would go on, typically cruise lines are not going to give you your money back, but what they'll do is they'll upgrade your cabin for you. So
okay.
That's something to keep in mind. And how would you know that? Again, if you book with a travel agency like Fox World Travel, we're watching that for you. In addition to that, Fox belongs to a consortium which is called Signature Travel. And there are some sailings, and we have them already for 2020, that have special amenities and perks and benefits, and they may steer you to one of those. If you're maybe open to suggestions with regard to the itinerary and the ship and the cruise line itself, they might say, hey, just so you know, on this particular sailing, on this particular cruise line, they're giving a $100 shipboard credit plus a two-cabin category upgrade or something of that nature. So cruising can be a little daunting, or booking the cruise itself can be a little daunting. And so that's probably why you want to get some direction. And it's really more about probably getting that all set up now. And then if there's a good deal, somebody will make sure that you're not left in the lurch, that you are getting the advantage as well.
Okay. And what I had really wanted to do is go on a cruise that stopped in Cuba, and I had researched it and was almost ready to pull the trigger when it all kind of changed. So is that completely out of the question now?
I would say probably. Here's what happened there. So there was this initiative by the government which said that many, many of the cruise lines were no longer complying with the people-to-people experience, which required an eight-hour people-to-people experience while you were in port. Well, it was almost impossible to do that on many of the cruise lines because maybe they were only in port 6 hours. And so they weren't complying with the people-to-people. So the Cuba thing, probably off the table for the time being.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.
I will check that out with the folks in Greenfield.
Sounds great, Jeff.
Cool. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. All right, Rose, a text question. Hey, Rose. We're looking at going to Secrets Huatuco Restaurant and Spa, Resort and Spa in Huatuco, Mexico. Do you have any experience or info about the area and resort, and is it safe?
Yeah, Huatuco is on the Pacific side. It's known for its nine bays, so it's a very water-involved type area. There is a city that you can actually go into, but unlike some of the other places that we may be talking about, which would be, say, Cancun or even Playa del Carmen or Puerto Vallarta or any of those, it's not that booming of a city. So, with that being said, AM Resorts builds resorts like Secrets, which they call unlimited luxury, and make it so fabulous that you're not going to really want to leave. And that's kind of what's going on with Secrets Huatulco.
Is it so fabulous?
It is fabulous.
So fabulous.
It is five-star dining, and they absolutely know how to do it. They have an Italian restaurant, as everybody does, but it's more of a trattoria, if you will. They've got cafes and things like that. They've got the international buffet where you typically go and have your morning breakfast, but they've also got a seafood restaurant that is pretty well known, and then they also have an Asian fusion restaurant, which almost everybody does, but the ones at Secrets are pretty darn good.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Thank you for that text. This is the final weekend for our precious 414-799-1620 number. Being a radio guy in Milwaukee for a long time, I will mourn the 799 exchange number. However, this will be better because this will be more solid. It's going to be easy to use, and it's still going to be the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We'll unveil that number, unless you're the morning or afternoon show here at WTMJ. We'll unveil that number officially on Monday, but it's going to be good, and we'll all need to change, but that's the deal.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Pepe Le Pew.
You knew I was going there. Pepe Le Pew, by the way, that would never work now.
Oh, no. If you can do Baby It's Cold Outside, you can't definitely not do Pepe Le Pew. No.
Nope.
Inappropriate.
It was funny then. Apparently, it's not funny now. It's 9:35, 30 degrees, black ice in spots. We had a major thing earlier this morning. On westbound 94, they had the freeway shut down. Everybody was getting off at 67, and that was a big deal. So it's still slick enough, so take it easy. Talk and text line at 414-799-1620, Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Frank just texted in. My wife is retiring in July, hoping to surprise her with an Alaskan cruise. Never gone on a cruise. So he's looking for price range and the time to go on a cruise. And does he need a cabin with a balcony? So let's talk a little bit about that because, again, it's Alaska, and I know this from doing the shows with you. Fox does about 8 departures because that's what fits the window best because it's so far north.
Right. And so Frank should look at our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and then he should go to the Groups tab. And when he sees Fox Group Vacations, click on that. And at close to the bottom of that are all of our Alaska departures, which still have space on them. And there are a number of them. Only 2 out of the 9 are sold out. So, yes, there's a very, very short window of opportunity when you're doing Alaska cruising. And that pretty much is May 15th through September 15th. Beginning of that season and the end of that season are going to be where you're going to get the best deals if you're looking for a deal. But again, weather can be a little iffy. Now, with that said, weather can be iffy in Alaska all the time. But we typically offer our group departures June, July, and August because that's the time to go. And it's really, there are three seasons that happen in that short span of time, and that really is spring, summer, and the beginning of their fall. Balcony cabins certainly is something that would be a treat, but it is not necessary. I would, however, say that an ocean view, meaning a cabin with a window, would be pretty important because on occasion, the captain will let you know that there are whales or bears or something that you want to see off the starboard side or the port side, and whatever happens to be where you are, you may just be able to open your curtains and look out your window and see that. Mm. So a balcony is a treat for sure. But is it absolutely necessary? No.
Okay.
If cost is a consideration, no.
Another nice text that just came in says, tell Rose we were at the Disney night on Tuesday. The Dream Team was awesome. Learned a lot.
Go.
So that was Tuesday. That was Wine and Walt, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we were at the Ingleside Hotel. And we had a number of lovely people who came to visit with us. And Frank, our Disney rep, was there, and you want to talk, this guy's worked for Disney for like 25 years. Enthusiastic is a pale word to use when I'm describing him about all things Disney. But in addition to that enthusiasm, we had six of our 9-member dream team there who had just come back from a trip to Disney the week before Thanksgiving, I believe it was, where they ran their little legs off and did everything new at Disney, and everything that they wanted to do, they accomplished so they could come back and tell you what was going on at Disney. And these people are crazy enthusiastic. So if you're ever going to do a Disney...
See, it's important to put crazy and enthusiastic together.
Yes, yeah. It certainly is. And so these people are very passionate. And so we answered questions like, do you really need to stay on property when you're going to Disney World? Do you have to include land when you do the cruise? Because most people think of doing part of the time at the parks and part of the time on the ship. Well, you don't. There are 4 ships, and they don't even all sail in the Caribbean off of Florida. What is a fast pass? Why do I need them? Do I really need to make dining reservations in advance? All of those things. And at the end of the day, you all know from my experience, 1 year ago now, I was at Disney World with my grandson. I threw my hands up and said to the dream team, help me, I cannot figure this out.
And if you couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't enjoy the do-it-yourself concept.
We got to go to break, but what is the answer? Should you stay on the Disney property? I kind of, yeah.
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 There's
yeah.
some benefits.
It's just so much easier, right?
Well, there's benefits.
Yeah.
You get to take their transportation.
Right.
And then also, if you're staying on the property, on any given week, there are certain parks that open early or close late, and only those people who are staying on property get to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Okay. Back in a bit, 414-799-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Our final weekend for that number changes on Monday, so be tuned in for... the unveiling of that number, even though it was leaked. I've been so good. I was not even mentioning it, but it's official on Monday.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 29 degrees, black ice conditions still continue. The earlier big accident, westbound 94, has been cleared out, but it's still slick, so keep that in mind. Let's head to Arizona, where Howard is not allowed to tell us what the temperature is there.
Good morning.
Hi, Howard.
The reason I came to Arizona this winter is to get away from the black ice.
Yeah, well, just don't be that guy who's always doing that, you know, telling us, because we know.
High is only 72 today. It's very cool.
How are you going to do it? I don't know how you're going to make it.
I know. It's terrible. The oranges are beautiful. The lemons and the grapefruit are right here beside them.
I believe I clearly stated you're not allowed to do this.
My question for Rose is, I'm widowed and I'm alone. And I recently found out, and we loved cruising, and I understand that some cruise lines offer solo rooms?
They do. And actually, your timing is perfect because the 21st of November, I was actually on the new NCL Encore. And
oh, wow.
Many, many of their ships offer solo cabins. And I saw one, and it is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I really thought from looking at the pictures, you were going to have to stand at the end of the bed and dive in because there wouldn't be any room on either side. That's not really true. Now, I will tell you, your sink and your shower and everything are really right there in your space. If you get my drift, you don't really have a door for that, but it was not bad at all. And what NCL has done is very, very genius. They've had you, when you exit your cabin, you could go through a lounge that only the solo cabin occupants may go through. And there's a bar there, and there are snacks, and there are people to hang out and talk with that are all kind of, no pun intended, in the same boat as you are. They're all single. And so they're not certainly trying to be a singles cruise, and they're certainly not trying to play matchmaker, but it gives you an opportunity to hang with some people that are single. And so it's not bad. It is absolutely not bad. I would suggest it in a heartbeat because you may have found out as you started researching cruising on your own, you are paying a single supplement when you go solo on almost every other cruise line.
Correct.
Yep. So any of the NCL breakaway class, and I think a couple of the other ones, have those solo cabins. So wow. That's where I would start.
Great. Thank you.
Enjoy
you. Your program.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate that. And five people have texted in, would like to meet Howard.
So, yeah. Right. Maybe the next time I'm at spring training, I could meet Howard.
Very nice. Yep. Okay. Talk and Text Line is busy. One of the 2021 trips coming out, looking at
soon.
The best of Ireland/Scotland.
Soon. Our group development team has been very, very busy. If you look at our 2020 page, you will see many, many options, including Castles Along the Rhine with Dave Spano, September 19th. Now, that's your boss.
That's my
so
boss.
I can't really say to you, traveling with Dave Spano would be great, wouldn't it, Danny?
Well, I can tell you working with him is good, and I'm not just saying that because he has my bonus check in his hand. But, no, I will tell you this. Dave is a regular guy. Dave loves music and he loves sports and he really loves basketball. He loves his family. He loves good stuff. He loves having a fun time. We had our Annex Wealth Management Christmas party last Saturday night. He enjoys a good time. So go with the. And then I got to spend a little time with his wife, Kim, who's pretty darn awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
And she really isn't in his shadow. No. She's her own person. I did get to travel with Dave and Kim. And honestly, what struck me the most was the fact that there were people who truly, honestly, did not use Annex Wealth Management services and picked his brain. And he didn't say, buzz off.
No.
Call me. Why are you doing that? He answered their questions. And that's the best thing he could have done, right? Because
yeah.
He, if you don't know that and your guy doesn't know that, why aren't you coming to Annex? So
but
in
I,
any event.
We'll point out that they knew the difference then at the end of the conversation. But yes, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
So
but
anyway,
so he's doing Castles of the Rhine, which is a blast.
And for those of you who have traveled with him before, because you did the Insight Italy, you're entitled to some additional discounts because you are a past passenger with Insight, which is in the same family of travel companies as Uniworld River Cruises, which is who we're using for that. But anyway, you'll notice some of them are sold out. Tom Faze's Hawaii is getting close to being sold out. So with that said, those are all there, and we're working very diligently to finish up 2020 and get those all up there and for sale and all that. But we're working really hard on the 2021s, and we will be announcing them soon, and we will be doing some shows. Remember, Gigi Bromage typically shows up around February, and by that time we have to have our 2021s out. So
got it. All right. Fox World Travel Show on the air, 414-799-1620. Hackett and Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Put that to use. It's our farewell party for that number. New number starts on Monday here at WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yes, you are. It's 953, 30 degrees at WTMJ. That's about what we're going to hit. It's going to fall today down to 16 tonight, 25 tomorrow for that Packer game. Sunny and colder tomorrow. So there you go. Again, 30 degrees at WTMJ. Let's head to Green Bay. That's where Julie is. Hey, Julie.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Morning. You need to turn your radio down, and then because what's going to happen is that delay is going to goof you up.
Sure.
Okay. And you're on the air.
I am.
Yes.
I have a question for Rose. I'm leaving for New Zealand. Actually, the flight's Saturday, but we're driving to Chicago on Friday. And we have not, we didn't get any information from the e-visa from New Zealand, but I heard you say to that other caller that that's been a problem with New Zealand. So what would you suggest doing if we don't get any information before the weekend?
So you feel like when you went through the process online, you feel like it generated the message and it sent it to them. You just didn't get anything back.
Correct. And I wouldn't have expected it that fast. But
right.
Now, hearing that, I'm a little concerned.
Right. So how long ago did you do it?
Just yesterday.
Okay, so it may take a little while, especially since it was a Friday and they may not be processing. So Monday, Tuesday, that kind of thing. But did you take a screenshot or print anything out when you did it?
I didn't. There really wasn't anything other than, it's been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear in 72 hours.
Right. So you've got a little time to go. We have had this is a new thing. New Zealand just started requiring that U.S. citizens have them, and so it's taking a little bit of time. There's a couple of numbers on that website that you can call after you've waited the full 72 business hours, and probably by Wednesday I would start calling those numbers and asking them to send you something or verify that they've gotten your message.
Okay, very helpful.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
All right, safe travels.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks. How about it? You know, so there was that tragic thing with the volcano on the island, and I couldn't imagine that they didn't know this thing was coming. So, and I kept searching for an article on it, and finally Wired magazine wrote about it, and they said, listen, all of this stuff is monitored so very carefully, but the exact science of any kind of volcano or earthquake prediction is so far off, you can only have so many data points. And they had a zillion of them, but none of them actually told them that this thing was imminent. And so that was just one of those bad, horrible bounces of the ball that just happens. So it's horrible. But in a way, that whole Pacific Rim, what makes it so beautiful is what makes it so dangerous, right?
That's true.
Basically got islands poking up through the ocean because of
volcanic action.
Because of volcanic action. So that's too bad.
It's very much too bad. And volcano tourism is a thing that people want to go and they want to see volcanoes. And I don't know that everybody that was on that island was there purposely to see the volcano. I think it was just bad timing all the way around.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So
very, very tragic and very, very sad.
Yep. But very quickly before we end, text question. Have any tips about international layovers? And I guess it depends on where and how long, right?
Right, absolutely. In some countries, it's perfectly fine to leave the airport and go do something. And we often, if we've got people who have 10 or 12 hour layovers, we'll find a half day city tour for them that they can take. And,
okay.
And there's ways around that. But you have to be very, very careful because not every country allows for you to exit the airport without some sort of documentation, i.e. a visa or a transit visa or something like that. So make sure you understand what that is. The other thing is, you know, try to make the best of it. Walk around, get your steps in, make sure you stay hydrated, find a fun restaurant. Usually these big international airports have great shopping, great restaurants, that kind of thing. What you don't want to do is find a bar and stay in it way too long and miss your flight, okay?
Just do half of that.
Right.
Yeah, just do half of that. All right, Rose, that's it. Fox opens in a couple of minutes at many of the branches, right?
Right, and don't forget, gift certificates are the best way to give the gift of travel.
Boom. All right, Rose, fresh back from New York City, in doing the show today. Drive safely, my friend.
I will.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.